And now it's time for Queer Talk. Hey, Carter, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, Ron. Thank you for having us in again today.
So good to see you. And so who do you have with you today?
Well, we're going to start out with welcoming back Mark Hubbard, who is a local Nashville AIDS activist and educator and general man about town. Welcome, Mark.
Glad to be here, Carter.
So you've got a new project on the horizon. You're creating a community event that is going to be brought around sort of the turning idea of research for a cure for HIV and AIDS.
That's right. That's right.
And you've got this cute little name, the C word. What's going on with the C word?
Well, you know, for years, Carter, we were afraid to use that word because it's bitten us in the past. You know, people came out and said we're this close or that close to the cure, and it did not prove to be true. And we don't want people to have false hope. But in fact, in the last few years, there has really been a turning of the tide in terms of our understanding, in terms of funding priorities, and recent developments really have put that back on the page that we need to get back to looking for a cure and beginning to do that research.
Well, so recent developments, what kind of things are bringing this up now?
Well, I think the one that most people will have heard about is the Berlin patient, which was a gentleman who goes by the name of Timothy Andrews and was in the process of getting a bone marrow transplant, and they were able, they believe now, to eliminate HIV from his body. And that's not a practical treatment. It's not something that we can use, obviously, because it's very risky.
It's an extreme process.
And it's very expensive. And the other thing to remember is we don't know exactly what happened because he had so many things going on. We don't know exactly what happened, but what it did was prove what until then had been a theoretical concept, which was that certain people are born with a genetic variation that allows them to be immune to HIV, and an intervention could actually recreate that. So now what's happened since then is we've had our first in-human genetic experiments where we were able to alter a body's own cells to see if we could mimic that response. And it's too early to tell, but there's some favorable results, and people are researching in other areas too. So it's time to talk about with the community what this research looks like.
Wow. So we're opening to the possibilities, and that's going to bring some folks in to explain what's going on, right?
That's right.
And so who you got coming to talk to us and tell us good news?
Well, I'm really excited that I found out today that we'll be bringing Dr. Steve Deeks in from University of California, San Francisco. And he is really known in the community, both for having done all kinds of cutting-edge research across the spectrum, traditional treatments and so forth, as well as working closely with the community.
Okay. So there's a good expert, and now we have some local connections with this?
Or? As well. You know, there is a Vanderbilt AIDS Center, which includes the Vanderbilt Meharry Center for AIDS Research, and we'll have Dr. Richard DeQuilla, who is head of Infectious Disease Division, as well as leads those entities, to talk about lab research, so beginning from the bench to get us some possibilities to pursue looking for cure research.
Right, right. So Vanderbilt's been in the research forefront for years, and so they certainly will be up to the plate on this as well.
That's right. He'll give us examples of actual local research that and make the connection, and then Steve will talk about where we might be going with that.
Wow. Well, so this is still in process. You are planning and creating the details even today, you were talking about. But are there any elements of it that are set, time frame, dates that you want to go ahead and let the listeners know?
Absolutely. We'll have lots of collaborators, as we always do with these events. But we do know that it will be Tuesday, March 20th. And that'll be in the evening at the Holiday Inn Express downtown Nashville. That's at 920 Broadway across from the Frist. So we'll be doing it there. This will be presented by the Tennessee Association of People with AIDS and the HIV Empowerment and Action League, with major support from the Vanderbilt Institute for Global Health and the Vanderbilt Meharry Center for AIDS Research, as well as others.
So is there going to be a web address, the C word Nashville, or you know yet, or?
I can tell you that we will be posting information at discoverymatters.org, but I want folks to know that it's not live yet. So
okay.
If they go to that site, they're going to get information from past events and so forth. But that's where we'll use when we get the publicity put together in the next few weeks, and they'll also see it in the local GLBTI media and other places.
Cool. Well, wonderful. So that's a little bit about what you got cooking up. And is there any other, are you still looking for collaborators for the evening or any other support that you're look
The most important thing is that we want to have everybody there. So this isn't just for professionals. We will have health department folks and persons living with HIV/AIDS and various GLBT organizations in the room. And I think to have this conversation, we want to have everybody there. And I'll be talking a little bit about the activist point of view, what we need to do as people living in the community to help make sure this research happens in terms of funding and participating.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm sure we'll get you back in closer to time so we can flesh out the story a little bit more. But thank you for giving us this update, Mark.
I really appreciate the opportunity.
So, listeners, I've been talking with Mark Hubbard, who is a local Nashvilleian, very involved in HIV and AIDS activism and education. And he's got a new project coming up very soon. So look for more information on the C word in the near future. We're going to take a little break from Queer Talk and come back with another guest. So this is Carter Witt. If you'll hang on, I'll be right back.